Mega Water, PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, October 1st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, it's game on. Absentee ballots have been mailed. People are texting me that they're getting their absentee ballots. Tom and Karen Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing there in Petoskey, Emmett County, got theirs yesterday. Waiting to get mine here in Antrim County. But the mail carriers that listen to the show been texting me, the ballots are in their bags. They're out on the road. They are delivering them. Also, 2:32 p.m. today, game one of the American League Central Division's wildcard playoff game start. Our Detroit Tigers have flown to Houston, Texas. Tarek Skubal, the Triple Crown winner, wins, strikeouts, and lowest ERA. He got the Triple Crown for pitching and is going to be the starter today against the Houston Astros. Interesting, because the Houston Astros have not seen this team. Oh, don't get me wrong. They played the Tigers earlier this year when a lot of the old guys, the really highly paid members of the Detroit Tigers, were on the roster in the lineup. Shortstop Javi Baez, Mark Cannon, Urshela, a couple of other pitchers that we no longer have, Chafin in the bullpen, Jack Flaherty, the great starter that we had, gone. Trade deadline, Detroit was selling. They got rid of these high-priced guys, except for Javi Baez, who went on a health medical disability removal from the team. Best thing that ever happened to the Detroit Tigers this year. Brought up 14 rookies from Toledo, where these guys had played together. A, double A, triple A, the Mud Hens, various teams within the Detroit Tigers minor league system, brought them up, and man, they have been playing some great baseball. Partied a little too much on Friday night after they clinched a playoff berth, was basically hung over for Saturday and Sunday's games. But they've been in Texas. They left Sunday night. They've been to the stadium. They've been taking batting practice. Infield. They have been sleeping in the same hotel since Sunday night. Yesterday, last night, ready for the game, 2:30 today. I am taking 3 hours off, 2.5 hours off, whatever it ends up being. I'm going to sit down and watch a baseball game today at 2:30. Absolutely looking forward to it. Got to run some signs around Antrim County. Going to get those distributed to people. But basically, bottom line, 2:30 to 5:30, probably 5 o'clock, I'm off the grid. So don't bother texting me or sending me any information. I am done. Looking forward to playoff baseball in October. Been a long time. I believe 10 years since we've been in the playoffs. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. On this terrific Tuesday, I'm so excited. Looking forward to Tiger baseball. Looking forward to the show. Got some good conversations coming for you today. Second hour, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will be updating us now that October is officially here. Excited to find out about the possible Oktoberfest opening of the new location for the Iron Pig there in the south end of Gaylord. Looking forward to getting an update from him. Also, got a news story regarding the tipping law. It's going into effect in February. How it's going to affect businesses, restaurants, small businesses, especially here in northern Michigan. Let's see. Was listening to another radio station earlier on Omelette. A lady called and said an old guy was removing political signs around Antrim County. First person I thought of was you. Laugh out loud. No. Not me, baby. Not with these trail cams that we have available. People with cell phones. I have put it out there. I have warned people. Do not touch political signs. It is a felony. And if your picture is taken along with your vehicle license plate, you can be prosecuted. The person who put up the sign, the person who paid for the sign, the person the campaign is for, could prosecute. Now, why would they do that? Because it's wrong, number one, for you to touch their property. Number two, we have laws on the books against it. Number three, it would make headlines. The name of the person, the campaign that you're stealing the signs for, well, all you're going to do is give them a microphone to be interviewed by newspapers, TV news cameras, people, radio stations will cover the story. And you will actually help promote the candidate of the sign you are stealing. So, bottom line, don't do it. Actually, I reported on that same story because of a Facebook post that Sherry Hogan put on Facebook. They actually have a trail camera, an elderly old guy, white, driving a small four-door sedan Cadillac, stealing signs in Torch Lake. Antrim County. So, Mark, that's who she was probably referring to. Don't touch political signs. Okay. I got a text message from Jeff in Sheboygan. Hey, Trucker, would you be willing to help me stack a few cords of firewood today around 2 p.m. Absolutely not. Not going to be doing it, buddy. Well, first of all, there's no reason to stack firewood. You need to give us a call and get a well connect unit. No more burning wood to heat your home this winter. That's number one. Number two, sorry, Tigers Live starts at 2 o'clock. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. Actually, I don't think Bally Sports is covering it. I take that back. Tigers Live may not be on today. I'm so accustomed to watching the half hour of Tigers Live before the game and then watching it on Bally Sports, but they're not on Bally Sports. They're in the playoffs. This is new to me. Haven't seen it in a long, long time. So I think they're going to be carried on Fox, but could be wrong. But 2:32, baby, first pitch from Houston, Texas. Excited, excited. Whoa. Greg in Carp Lake. Not only did they steal my Trump sign, they also stole my Trump flag. Next time, they're going to be on camera. Yep. position the camera, Greg, in a way that you could possibly get the vehicle in the shot with your Trump sign, your Trump flag. They're going to pull over to the shoulder of the road, pull off the road, pull over, turn off their lights at night, probably leaving the car running. They're going to jump out, take the sign, get back in their vehicle and take off. So basically, you want to make sure the trail cams are put in a position where you can get the vehicle, not only the individual, but the vehicle as well. Mark Eby, the owner of Castle Rock. Hey, Mark, is the store still open? Have you shut down yet? I've been meaning to ask you when your season officially begins and ends. Send me a text. Texting back, he said, I have removed political signs that were put on my property without my permission. He says, we woke up in the morning and signs were put there. Somebody put them there in the middle of the night. Well, two reasons. Number one, you, of course, have prime frontage, road frontage. That's number one. Number two, they want people to believe that you support those candidates. Believe it or not, people in the community know who the political, I call them people in the county, in the community, that people look to for political guidance. I'll give you a perfect example. Frisky's Farm Market in Atwood, just south of the county line between Antrim and Charlevoix. If Frisky's put up signs on their farm, which they do every political season, they're not bashful, they're not afraid to show who they're supporting. If they put your campaign sign up, it's because the Frisky family supports you. Richard and Wendy, the sons, the daughters, the entire family have actually sat down and vetted candidates and decided who to support. Well, as a result, they put up your sign. As people drive by in the community up and down 31, if you're a non-informed voter, you don't listen to the show, you don't follow politics, you don't really get into it, it's not your thing. You vote, but you don't really pay attention. You don't know what the candidates stand for. But if you go by Frisky's Market and you see who they're supporting, especially in a primary, it has major influence on people. And Mark, you being the owner of Castle Rock, I think people look to you for sure. Mark says, yes, they're open basically for the next 3 weeks. We are still open every day through October 20th. Now, what I would recommend, highly, highly, highly recommend. How are the leaves doing up there, Mark? Do you still have really high, good color up there? Or have the winds blown all the leaves off the trees? What's the status? When do you expect peak colors? Are the leaves still on the trees? I would highly recommend you going to Castle Rock. Also, text me back your exit number. I know it's not too far up I-75 when you come across the Mackinac Bridge. Get off the expressway. Go to Castle Rock. Personally, I recommend going through the store first. While you have some energy, go through the store. They've got great items in there. Memorabilia, knickknacks, all kinds of cool shirts, little trinkets for you. Go into the store, make your purchases, put the purchases back in your car, and then climb Castle Rock. Vicki did it with me a year ago, Labor Day, after she had congestive heart failure in January. We took our time. We went slow going up. They've got a couple sitting spots for you to take a break. We stopped at every spot where you could sit down. Vicki caught her breath. We made it all the way to the top. I took her picture overlooking the Straits of Mackinac, I-75. Gorgeous, gorgeous view from up there, especially with the colors. So definitely go to Castle Rock. You've got basically 19 days today through October 20th, and then they will be closed for the season. Women should go there and help purchase some of their inventory. They'll be able to take that money and reinvest it in the store for next year. Going to have a great season next year. A non-political year. Man, we are so much looking forward to that. No elections to speak of in 2025. We're going to be promoting small businesses. We're going to be promoting ways to save money, improve your quality of living here in Northern Michigan, lower your costs, make you healthy. We're excited. But we have to get past this election. Tonight, don't have to worry about baseball because I'm getting that done at 2:30 to 5:30. But tonight, very much looking forward to the popcorn at 9 o'clock. CBS hosting the debate between the two vice presidential candidates, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and J.D. Vance, the U.S. senator from Ohio. Okay, I got a follow-up real quick. Leaves are actually just starting to turn. Whoa, up there? Really? You guys are usually colder than us. Peak colors will be probably in about 2 weeks. So right before you guys close, perfect weekend. It's exit 348. Of course it is. I've taken it numerous times. I remember now. Says, Randy, we've had unwanted signs being put on our property showing up in the middle of the night for over 30 years. Wow. You guys have been fighting this for 30 years. Unbelievable. Well, Sunday, October 20th, is going to be their last day. A couple of weeks, probably the week of October 15th through that Sunday, the 20th. Peak colors, closeout sale of inventory, a great view at the top of Castle Rock. You know, it's really funny when you're on I-75 and you look up at it. It doesn't look that high from the expressway. Park your car, start climbing those steps. See if you can make it all the way to the top without stopping. Vicki and I couldn't do it. I can do it now, and Vicki's probably almost there, but probably not all the way to the top. Again, purchase your stuff before you climb Castle.